This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on this gloomy Thursday afternoon. My name is Audrey Raj and with me is
Frida Liu.
And what are we asking our friends today, Frida?
Were you able to successfully get a booking for AstraZeneca via the website yesterday? We'll get to the final results at the end.
Yes, you still have about 18 minutes to chime in. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, for our final story, we thought we'd do a bit of a follow-up on the WFW app and how that's going. So while the government has prompted employers in the private sector to adhere to the WFH quota to curb the spread of COVID-19, some are still blatantly ignoring these safety measures. So netizens have taken to social media to voice their frustrations while also demanding for better channels to escalate complaints against their bosses.
So on May 20th, a Twitter user revealed how his employer responded when asked if he could work from home. KKM ke bayar gaji bulan-bulan, meaning is the health ministry paying your monthly wage? At the time writing, the tweet has garnered nearly 21,000 likes and was retweeted over 16,500 times, with Malaysians sharing experience of how the employers have forced them to come to work even though they were in the non-essential sectors. Senior Minister of Security Dr. Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob recently announced that 80% of government staff and 40% of the private sector could work from home starting May 25th in an effort to flatten the curve. However, the thread to the Twitter post above indicates that companies have been having issues with or just blatantly ignoring the SOPs, even though it's been said many times that this step is crucial in curbing the spread of, you know, the virus. Yeah. And many clusters have formed in workplaces recently.
Yes, yes. Now, a former bank sales department employee tweeted, and all this information we're actually getting from a Bernama source, right? That she was forced to hand out flyers to promote services provided by her bank at a COVID-19 high-risk area during this MCO. In her tweet on May 20th, she also claimed that her employers required their workers to submit photos of them on duty in the areas assigned as proof of working. Another Twitter user shared that his company initially promised a special allowance to entice staff to come in to work despite restrictions during MCO, but afterwards they retracted their statement and made it compulsory for them to come to work without expecting compensation. And other users also shared more alarming practices where staff casually disregarded SOPs despite being close contacts of COVID-19 patients.
One tweet elaborated, one of the staff was a positive, another staff who is a close contact did not go for a swab test but came in to work as usual. The rest of us work in rotation but are very fearful of the situation. In a separate post, a Twitter user revealed that despite being a close contact of two colleagues positive for COVID-19, his brother, an employee at a well-known production plant, was still forced to come to work. He wrote, "Many people have been diagnosed as positive but everyone else still has to come to work. Two people have been declared positive in my brother's workplace, so all he had to do was take a swab test and he still had to go into work."
Yeah. So on the flip side, several other users also complained that employers took advantage of workers by not only having them come into the office during MCO, but paying them only half their wages, citing lack of income due to the pandemic. Data on global cases of COVID-19 by the Johns Hopkins Center for Systems Science and Engineering also revealed that just earlier this week, May 21st, Malaysia surpassed India in daily new confirmed cases per million people,
right,
with 200.61 infected to India's 186.45. Now, although limited testing means that the actual number of cases for each country may be higher, it still reveals an alarming trend that Malaysia just cannot ignore.
Right. The Malaysian Employers Federation, MEF President Dr. Syed Hussein Syed Husman said, in line with the latest announcement, tighter restrictions, it was mandatory for private sector employers to ensure that 40% of the employees work from home. He advised employers to comply with the directive as the government has made it clear that it would be strictly enforced and no appeal would be entertained. It is not possible for the employees to work from home. If it's not possible, they need to discuss with those affected for a win-win situation, especially in the payment of wages during the relevant period.
Now, you know, this begs the questions. Why are employers gutsy enough to ignore these mandates by the government? Is that because there are loopholes that we're not seeing and that they can take advantage of?
I think it's also loopholes and the fact that they think it won't be enforced.
Yeah. So like, right? Earlier this week, we did a story about the WFW app that allows you to report your boss if you're being forced to come into work when you can actually work from home. And just a quick update that I picked out of the news bulletin today, the Human Resources Ministry has said that about half of the 650 complaints that they've received received on the Working for Workers app, the WFW app, has been about employers not allowing workers to work from home. So there you go. Right. So we know this is happening, but you have an outlet. You can make a report using the WFW app. It's called, once again, Working for Workers. And you can also make complaints if you've not been adequately compensated, you're not getting your pay, you're not being paid for overtime, or you're not being allowed to take time off as well. There are 17 categories on that app. So go check that out if you are having an issue with your employer. But yeah, why? Mm. Why? You know, sometimes I think it's also apathy. Like, you know, you feel like earlier, maybe the circle hadn't closed in just yet. You didn't know anyone who had COVID. And so, you know, you didn't understand the anxiety when you're exposed to someone who's positive. But now I think almost all of us already know someone who has been positive, and you know what it's like in our hospitals, and the ICU beds also are insufficient, especially here in the Klang Valley. So, you know, you need to do your part as well, as employers, as employees, everyone, right?
Mm,
right. Yes. So coming back to our top story today.
Right. Let's look at the final poll results. So were you able to successfully get a booking for the AstraZeneca vaccination yesterday? No, not at all. 52.1%. Yes, after a while at 25.7%, didn't even try at 17.5%, and at 4.6%, yes, straight away.
Yes, over on Instagram, 71% said no, they weren't able to get a booking. 29% said yes. We have some messages to read on Twitter, Frida.
Right. Okay, here from Richard Bradbury, said, I tried from time to time that the site opened up until I was told it was closed, using multiple phones, a laptop, a PC, an iPad, and a passenger pigeon.
Wow.
Still get an appointment.
Still didn't get an appointment.
You didn't feed your pigeon.
Yeah.
Right.
We have one here from Salman who says, three things the government in my country did to manage the load. Per week registration allocation for each age bracket. Example, 50 to 59 year old register 1 week, 40 to 49 year old register in week two. Options for not tech savvy and older people to SMS their IC number to register. And
which country are you from, Sam?
Yeah.
Very interesting to see.
And number three, option for people older than 59 plus to walk into any center to get vaccine and get their certificate. I think this might be Indonesia, but Salman, please let us know which country you're from. Maybe you want to read a few more here from R.
Right. Okay. So my girlfriend, whom registered successfully in KL, she has no appointment in my Sejahtera app at all, even after a successful registration website yesterday. Seriously, I mean.
Yeah, and then, but you know, then again, maybe you can just continue to check the MySejahtera app today, because the notifications should be trickling in throughout the day. That's what we understand. Sana says, I practically use two phones, two laptops, and yet the location button not giving its best cooperations. The audacity when being asked, I am not a robot, multiple times, when the form itself is somewhat a robot. Aduhai.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So this one's a good news, I guess. A third attempt, and chose the end of July instead of June for first and for.
Yeah. So
June.
Choose a later date, right, and maybe you know they managed to get in. Mm. Maybe one last year from the King of Happiness.
Some people who didn't successfully register also got assigned appointment today.
Yeah. So that is some good news, I guess. If you didn't get through yesterday, please check your MySejahtera app today, because those who thought they didn't get in and failed to get an appointment yesterday, today when checking their MySejahtera app, they realized they did get an appointment. So continue to check your app throughout the rest of the day, and good luck to you. Of course, that was our top story of the day, the endless refresh for the AstraZeneca vaccination. We then moved on to story number two.
My favorite story for the week, which is BTS to the rescue. Well, not really. McDonald's and how people couldn't order because they wanted to get their BTS meal.
Yes, and finally, that story about how some employers are still blatantly ignoring the work from home order, this MCO. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. You can also read up on the articles that we've mentioned on the show today in the show notes as well. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. On behalf of Frida and myself, we leave you now with our favorite brand. This is U2 with Vertigo. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.